The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
And now, coming to you from the pulsating heart of urban Invercargill, come in, pull up a comfy chair, kick your shoes off, and put these on. TNN, the new normal, are proud to welcome you in to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Tēnā koutou katoa, welcome into the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. We are TNN, the new normal, Darren and Linda Ludlow.
Kia ora.
Business has returned as per usual. It's a perfectly normal, if there is such a thing, episode of our show. Well, it's the 269th episode. For September the 27th. Unless, of course, you're one of our Facebook followers and you'd like to get it voiced at 8 o'clock on a Friday night, in which case it's still the 26th, but let's pretend.
And wish my older sibling a happy birthday.
Yes, for Saturday.
Friday.
Oh, that's right. And the whānau are all celebrating.
Yes.
With a big radio event.
Yes, they're counting down.
And one would venture to guess one or two tinnies. Oh, I'll rephrase that because that could be taken
in and not
beverages.
Yes.
Tasty beverages.
It's not necessarily coming out of a tin.
No. some from a glass, unless it's an outdoor event. No, well, let's not even touch on that. Just a reminder that daylight saving starts this weekend. Yay.
Yay, no. And it's the worst one, isn't it?
Yes, it's when you lose an hour. So the clocks spring forward when you go to sleep on Saturday night, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, it suddenly becomes 3 o'clock, and Ludlow the youngest gets to finish up early.
True that.
With his nighttime DJ and stuff. So, daylight saving, you have been warned.
I hope I get to my event on Sunday at the right time.
Oh, true, because you're
always makes me a bit nervous.
You're off to Dunedin on Sunday.
I am.
What have you got up there?
A memorial service.
Of course, yes.
Friend's dad.
There's a lot of that going on at the moment.
This will be the fourth one in a fortnight.
Yeah.
Actually, for four dads and granddads.
Yep. The women are lasting well, aren't they?
They are. In most cases, the women are still here.
Yep. Well, the women last well in your family, that's for sure.
bad luck.
first to go. That'll be fine. So daylight saving, please remember that. On the way, Hawke's Bay, school holidays, a cha-cha quickie, and we'll find out what's going on in Lyndall's real world as we check out what it is that she's been scrolling on the interweb. And also a roundup of what's been going on and what's coming up in sport, which of course we didn't get last week because I was away. Nice piece of Brit pop that you've...
Indeed.
Picked to kick the show off.
I hardly know where to start.
At the beginning. Early 2000s.
So late 90s, boy bands were the thing. And it's, a little nod to the stuff that I listen to now, I guess, because some of the boy band stuff that is very K-pop, J-pop popular, T-pop even, C-pop as well.
What's T-pop?
Thai pop.
Oh, okay.
Chinese pop.
Right.
This is where it kind of all came from, and some of the dance, the choreography and all that stuff kind of, I guess, began with the evolution of boy bands and girl bands back in the kind of 90s when they had...
Oh, I'd go back to the Motown.
Oh, yeah, but they didn't have reality shows to put them together.
Oh, no, true.
That's what I mean, really. And so, coincidentally, this group are touring again, which is what sparked my reinterest. so for the princely sum of either anywhere between $200 and $400, You can go to the Trusts Arena in 2026 and see Five live. They're touring again. They finally got back together. These guys, funnily enough, there's five of them. It's amazing.
Well, it's not like that for Boyzone now, is it?
Well.
They're one down.
No, but their name doesn't
rely
on the fact that there might be that many members. And actually, if it was a band today, I reckon they'd have called it, you know, three or something, and even though there were six members or something, you know, that would just be inappropriate. Or seven. Oh, hang on. So I've chosen a song from Five just because that whole, that Britpop stuff from the late 90s, early 2000s, really, that was still, you know, East Club 7 were huge when I went over there.
I didn't mind that. Look, I didn't mind playing this back in the days of Fovo because two things it had going for it. One, it was not 5 days long, so it's only a bit over 3 minutes, which was great for breakfast radio. And two, it's up-tempo.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just a nice get up and get on. And
That's why I like all of this stuff, not all of it. A lot of the kind of city pop stuff that's around, because it's, you know, it's not too self-reflective necessarily. It's good fun.
You're not being propelled forward.
Well, no, and you know, my angst is not showing in such a way. And when I was teaching in the UK in the very early 2000s, the kids are, you know, just like the kids today. I want to be, you know, I want to be so-and-so from East Club 7, and I want to be like so-and-so from whatever. So,
aren't they back together?
Probably. I periodically watched their weird TV program.
Backstreet Boys got back together.
Yes.
Weren't they playing at the Sphere in Las Vegas?
Yes, they might have. And, you know, those dance moves are still really obvious and a lot of the new choreography,
And there are some great things that have come out of them. Love 'em or Hate Boy bands, NSYNC, for example, gave us Justin Timberlake, who's a very, very clever all-round performer.
Yeah.
Not just musically and a great ability to dance, but as an actor and a producer and a dad.
That's right. And a lot of these guys are, you know, multi-talented actually, but they've made their living, their main income, and like this, and it's enabled them to do their passion projects, I suppose, that wouldn't necessarily make them much money. I don't have a problem with most of it, but...
it's just pop music.
Well, that's right, and it's good fun, and it gets you off the floor dancing, or on the floor dancing, and off your seat.
It's a bit too late to be in an 80s track for you.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Dancing, wancy,
brunch, look out, there'll be lots of that coming. And the late 90s, actually, there wasn't a whole lot of music in my life, so... it was mostly what was on the radio at that time.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Yeah, no. So here we go. Get your dancing shoes on, I guess. And Five are going to help you keep on moving.
I woke up today with this feeling that better things are coming my way. Sunshine has a meaning, you're telling me not to let things get in my way. When the rainy days are dying, gotta keep on trying. All the bees and birds are flying. Never let go, gotta hold on in. Non stop till the break of dawn in. Keep moving, don't stop bucking. Trying all the bees and
birds are flying. Never let go, gotta hold on and not stop till the break of dawn. And keep moving, don't stop rocking.
Get on up when you're down, baby. Take a good look around. I know it's not much, but it's okay. We'll keep on moving on anyway. Get on up when you're down, baby. Take a good look around.
You're listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge radio show and podcast coming via Radio Southland. We are TNN, the new normal, Darren and Lyndall Ludlow, and that was Five with Keep On Moving. Nice to have you along for this episode. It's nice to be back in the studio after having a bit of a break. Last week I was in the Hawke's Bay, so we blessed you with a little something that we'd prepared earlier. And I got to say that I'd never been to the Hawke's Bay before. I'll not be rushing to go back. Not that I had an unpleasant time, but it was just like, okay. Yeah, fine.
Oh, yeah, but...
It was warm.
Well, and you weren't free to roam either necessarily, because you didn't have transport, did you?
No.
So, you know, I think maybe the Napier part of Hawke's Bay...
Looked nice as we flew over it.
Yeah, you'd quite like exploring up there. I haven't been there for...
But in the world of local government, I don't understand why those two cities separated by a bridge are not one. Doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, but wasn't that Hawke's Bay that had the local government commission inquiry most recently, mm-hmm. like 2011,
yeah.
and they didn't put through the amalgamation?
Yeah.
So
can't understand it.
It's not what the people wanted at the time.
So if that didn't go through, there are other ones that should just...
Oh, well, we'll let the...
We'll see.
We'll let it happen.
Did the people have their say?
It'll do its thing.
Did discover a very nice restaurant that we went to, called Off the Track, which is out at Havelock. Didn't drink the water.
I've got a lot to answer for.
Yeah. And went out there. There was a bunch of us in an Uber. And we arrived at this top 10 holiday park and thought, what the hell? It's a restaurant. Is it a budget restaurant? Because, you know, it's Access Media. We're not flush. Is it a budget restaurant at a holiday park? And the Uber driver was a bit confused. And then, oh, no, here's a sign. You go off around, there's another road. And it was really nice. In fact, the guy who owned it has a couple of restaurants up there. Used to work down here at the Cabbage Tree many years ago. And
slightly different menu, I would think.
Very a considerable amount shorter and no gravy. he did mention that.
Yeah.
Really nice. They had very young staff. Like they might have been high school students, senior high school students, but they were really good. Very patient with a bunch of, you know, grown-ups. Short but very nice menu. The food was absolutely delicious and plated beautifully, and they did quite a nice cocktail as well.
Excellent.
A couple
it's
of them
always
that
important.
I might have had. And great ambience. It was really nice. So I had a good chat with the owner and put up a Google review. And so there you go. If you're heading up that way, Off the Track is the name of the place to go and have a chat. Now, you and I reminisced about early days back in the 80s in Wellington and down in Courtney Place going to the Genghis Khan.
Yes.
Which was a Mongolian barbecue.
Which was very, very out there for the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just essentially a Chinese buffet, really.
Oh, well, no, because no, I don't think so, because the flavours are quite different. And, you know, the only kind of international food you could get would have been Chinese probably back then.
And a pizza.
Ooh, yeah.
Spaghetti and pineapple.
Yeah, that kind of pizza.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really out there, and the flavours were different, and you picked your meat and...
Oh, did you do that there?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So that now it makes more sense.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was catching up with a former staff member, Hafaela, and her husband, Herbert, who used to be down here, obviously, and are in Hawke's Bay now. He's a civil engineer. She's working for the local newspaper. And we went to, chose a restaurant and said, have you had Mongolian barbecue before? And I went, long time ago, yeah. And they said, it's a place called Genghis. And I went, you're kidding me. It was a very different spelling of Genghis, to be fair. It had a Y on it. But again, it was buffet and pick your meats and everything, and they sizzle it up.
Yeah, I can. Oh, I think the first time I went to that place was I'd gone up to, as a student activist, I want to say. I was on the student council, you know.
Student union?
Yes, that thing. Gosh. In Dunedin at the Teacher Scholarship, and NZDI sent me up to the NZDI annual NZDI conference, which was always held in the international.
Airport.
No, at the where the ships come in.
Oh, the terminal.
Yes, terminal. Gosh, brain not working. And we usually stayed at the Quality Inn, which was on the.
That'd be back in the day when Wellington Airport was just a tin shed.
Yes, it was.
Smelt of burnt
and
cheese rolls.
Sausage rolls and cheese rolls in the little funny little cafe. Yeah, and so we, as en masse, would go to any of the Otago reps, would go to the Genghis Khan for. And that was like completely out there for me because I had just gone straight from school to Teachers College and hadn't been to Wellington before necessarily. So it was, it was pretty. Pretty exciting then, and I would still find it in a different kind of way. It's kind of like going for yakitori or something.
Yeah, yeah. We were all going through the Radio New Zealand broadcast school at the time, and somebody who lived up Porirua told us about the place. He knew how to find a good feed, and when you met him, you knew he knew how to find a good feed. And that was great. Actually, he did a lot of work with me. Paul Ropata, the late Paul Ropata, who, a very generous man, took me to Porirua one night, said, I was having a bit of trouble with my pronunciation. He said, come out home, bro. We'll spend some time at home, stay the night, and we'll do some work on it. Showed me around Porirua, showed me where the first
KFC McDonald's
was, and then took me to Cannons Creek, which was an experience.
Yep.
It's a pub, and spot the white fella. That was me.
Yep.
But his wife did a boil up for us.
Nice.
It was delicious, and we did a lot of work. The only thing I didn't like was the fact that we took the train out there and there were these long tunnels, and I got a bit claustrophobic. Nice bloke. Anyway, I digress. So Hawke's Bay, yep, it was good to go and visit, and it was nice to come home.
Well, you were away for a long time because thank you, Air New Zealand, for making regional travel so difficult.
Yes.
So you were kind of had extended time to yourself, which I guess was nice to have a wee explore without, you know, all the others. But, it's a nice area, actually. I quite like it. But and there's, you know, there's a few vineyards.
Didn't get to see those.
You know, there's a couple of those that are worth visiting, so next
time.
Did
fly over the Esk Valley, had a look at sort of the, how the rivers cut that up a bit.
Yeah.
Excuse me, someone's got a cold. That'd be me. That's what I came back with. Going to launch back into, and we'll talk more about travel very shortly because you had some during the week, launch into a new piece of music from Bon Jovi.
Oh.
I know, they're back.
Out of his restaurant and into the fire.
Out of ripping off other artists. Along with a guest performance during this track from a guy called Jelly Roll. Who's who's a bigger person, but not huge.
Oh.
Just full of figured. Looks like he could be a country star apart from the tats on his face. Jason Bradley DeFord, known professionally as Jelly Roll, is an American rapper, singer, songwriter.
Nice.
He's been doing this since 2003, which would be why I've heard of him.
We must give ourselves DJ names at some stage, apart from the fact that your initials are DJ, which is quite amusing.
A guy who gave me my first DJ job in a roller skating rink.
Yeah.
DJ. Yeah, that's exactly what he called me. Yep.
Anywho, we digress.
Yeah.
Any suggestions for DJ names for nightclub DJ names for Darren and I? Go for it.
Shorty.
Yeah, that has crossed my mind.
Sexy.
I don't think I'd get too many people
I was talking
arriving.
About me.
Oh,
anyway, so this is Bon Jovi with Jelly Roll and their new track, which is called Living Proof. It's new music from Bon Jovi called Living Proof. It features Jelly Roll, and quite obviously from the sound of that, Richie Sambora has reunited with the band.
Instantly recognisable.
With his wah-wah.
Yes.
Can you remember?
It's good though, I quite like that,
it's great.
Actually.
Can you? It's a more traditional Bon Jovi sound. Kind of a little bit back a notch on pace, but they're older. Can you remember the other artist who's famous for using the wah-wah pedal?
Not immediately, no.
Did a great live album.
I can't even remember the word terminal, so why would I remember that?
Well, okay, Peter Frampton.
Oh, yes, of course. The instantly recognisable opening note from his live performance of, yes.
Yeah. Frampton Comes Alive is one of the greatest live albums ever,
yep.
Along with Neil Diamond's Hot August Night. Which is, it's a great album, not only because it's full of bangers, but it actually captures the energy of a fabulous performance. One of those nights where it all just came together, and I think from memory it was recorded at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh.
Scene of that great live performance by Monty Python.
Indeed. It's the only reason I'd go to the Hollywood Bowl, was to pay homage.
Yep. Okay, we talked about the fact that I'd been in the Hawke's Bay. You had a quickie during the week.
Oh, well.
By that, I mean a quick trip up to Christchurch. Well, you had an overnighter.
Yep.
The primary reason, of course, was for recertification as a Resource Consents Hearings Commissioner chair.
Yes.
Which I've got to do next year.
Which is quite a mouthful, but yeah, it's quite good, actually.
But you had another visit while you're up there.
Oh, well, because if I'd gone just for the day, I'd have had to get up at stupid o'clock in the morning and I wouldn't have made it to the middle of the afternoon. I barely did this time. So I went up the day before, gave myself all day in Christchurch, so I was able to go to the hairdresser, thank you very much. I still call them tattoo parlours, but you're supposed to call them tattoo studios now.
Oh.
I think. Sounds a bit suspicious if it's a parlour. Come into the parlour.
Send the spider to the fly.
Indeed. It was funny, actually, because the place that I went, my hairdresser in Christchurch, had recommended, because I had needed one of my piercings looked at the beginning of the year, and she said, I'll go and see these guys. So I happened to be near where they were when I was up there in February, so I did that. And then just recently, the guy that owns the studio, on the recommendation of one of his good mates, has started just a weekly newsletter. Not anything deep and meaningful, but he just, sends out. And I must have been on the database, so I was getting these emails, and it reminded me that I was going to be up there, so I thought, oh, we'll see what's going on. And one of his emails just kind of, I can't remember what it said, and I thought, oh, yeah, I'll see if he's got any time free on Tuesday. So I did. And so I sent him some photos of ideas of what I was thinking of, and he fitted me in on Tuesday afternoon and designed it on the spot and coloured it in.
So, it's very nice.
Yeah, it's very cool. I'm looking forward to the artificial skin coming off to see how the colours really look, because it's got a little bit of, it's just got a really subtle lavendery purpley tinge, because I didn't want it all black, because the three creatures on that arm are all quite dark coloured and meaning creatures anyway, so I wanted a little bit of lighten it up a wee bit. So yeah, no, it's done a great job, but it's been more sore than any of the others.
Oh
yeah,
interesting, because the last ones we got both ended up getting a tattoo in Tokyo when we were there. It was the least.
Yeah, I forgot I had it.
Painful.
Yeah, same. And this one of mine, new one of mine, is in a similar place to the one that you got in Japan. But it's just a very tender spot, I think, and it's not huge, but it's coloured in, so it's also,
there's a lot of ink.
It's taken a while to settle down, but yeah. That's all right. That'll be fine.
Bit more activation in the skin.
That's right.
It looks lovely, and once it's settled, it will be great.
I'm sure my mother will love it.
Oh, what are you doing?
What did you think for?
Oh, Darren, can't you talk around this?
You're mad.
Oh, you haven't got any of it.
Can't you stop her?
Yes. I remember when she said that, and I said, well, you had it for longer than I did. How did you get on?
So Nath at Absolution and the Christchurch Arts Centre, he's the man.
Right, there you go. Thanks, free Nath. Plug. Yep. On you, Nath. Might come and see you to get that.
Nath from Timaru.
Is he?
Yep.
I just changed my mind.
Yeah. I didn't let on I knew anybody from Timaru.
Right. Many people on the streets up there, school holidays and all?
Yeah, there were some, terribly inappropriately dressed young girls out in the streets. There was one girl, in fact, it's funny, I was thinking about it this morning. She was wearing, because it was mild weather, which you were fortunate enough to have in Hawke's Bay as well, actually. And she was wearing these shorts that were like a, they could have been a boob tube, like they were like not even 30 centimetres from waist to hem, and a little tiny little top thing. It wasn't that warm. They were just really inappropriate. And the boys that were with her, who looked about 12, also had like big eyes. Because
they're getting a free peek.
Well, they are. There's just nothing left to the imagination. And they'd have only been 13 or 14, actually. Yeah. But they were out in the streets, and she was wearing not very much at all. And that I don't normally kind of get a bit judgy about that stuff, but, you know, the girls are endangering themselves, I think. But
anyway. We didn't have any of that in my day.
Well, no, because we wore...
Gutted.
Yeah, we wore long skirts. And,
yes. No!
And poo pants and or mini skirts.
See, the poo pants wasn't until much later, was it? That was the whole MC Hammer.
Yeah, but thing. As a high school student, I wasn't, and I wasn't out.
Well, there's a group of girls at South Otago High School used to shorten the school skirt a bit.
Yeah.
But not to the extent that you were talking about.
Yeah, no, these were terrible.
Some of them, of course, shouldn't have.
Yeah, but a lot of people around caught up with a friend at the pub for dinner in the evening, and it was pretty, over the dinner time, it was really busy.
Oh, and what was next to your hotel?
Oh, it's terrible. A place called Whiskey Galore.
Who'd have thought?
I know, and when I walked past it in the morning, it was open, I thought, oh, if I go in there now, that'll be the end of it, so I better not. So I didn't.
But you didn't have your training thing that day, so if you know.
Yes.
Could have.
Anyway, I know where they are now.
On the way after our musical taste of Asia, La Poisson Steve comes in to herald what's going on in Lyndall's real world, and we'll also be checking out what's going on in the world of sport. But who have we got this week from Asia?
Well, cast your mind back to when we were in Christchurch for the local government conference.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Back in June.
And there was a fuss about a K-pop band flying in, doing some filming in the car park not far from where we were. Do you remember that?
Yes, vaguely.
Yes. This is them.
Oh.
And this is the video that they were shooting.
Not that you're going to see it.
How do you mean?
One that I'm talking to our listener.
Oh, okay. Well, I could put the
you could.
YouTube link up for you.
You could.
So this was, and I thought that I would never hear who it was because, you know, you wouldn't know who was flying in to do filming. Depends on
they try and get a little hush-hush.
But it's become common knowledge now that they, weirdly, their corporation... didn't want to use CGI for the backgrounds, so they flew them to New Zealand for some footage in the snow and in the mountains.
Right.
And this random car park in central Christchurch. Because there's no other car parks that look a bit like this.
Well, I guess it's making use of, well, we've travelled here to go and do the snow thing. While we're there, actually, we could probably take that shot as well.
Like they have snow in Korea. anyway.
It's probably just about keeping the boys happy.
Who am I to say?
Give them some travel.
Well, they might have been in Australia prior, I don't know. And they hadn't debuted at that point. They've only just hit the sound waves since that filming.
Right.
And I really like them, actually. They're very young, but they've got quite mature voices. They're not...
not inappropriate skirt-length young?
No, okay. And one of them's 190 centimetres tall.
Jeez.
He's really tall.
That's tall for anybody.
Yeah, even amongst the 180 and 185ers, he's 190-something. He still looks really tall. But so they're just young chaps, and they're the first... group to debut out of Big Hit Music, I think, for 5 or 6 years. So there's been quite a fuss. But they're really good, and they've had a lot of a hand in their music already. Normally they don't get to say much when they're new.
They must have some talent then.
But they've had a bit of input into the album already, their mini album. They don't do full albums. So anyway, this is Fashion from Cortis, filmed a music video partly filmed in Christchurch and somewhere near the snow. Cortis, Fashion. Granny, you're somewhere I know these up pushing come around money. Y'all give me
nuts, me toast, they toast. Don't know what's up, all day, what's up? What I make them famous, I call it.
Cordis and Fashion, and as Lyndall said, the music video for that is partially shot.
Yeah, partially
in Nouvelle-Zélande.
Yes,
there we go.
That stuff.
You're listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge on Radio Southland and as a podcast on Apple Podcasts. If you're not an Apple person, then your Android can find it in Google Play. The app you're looking for is accessmedia.co.nz. It's got a Kiwifruit logo. Just remember, select Radio Southland as your station when you download it, and then you'll find things listed alphabetically. We are under T for the. Or first thing Friday night, 8 o'clock, and you can get it on our Facebook page. That's where you can find the podcast. Let's get weird.
Steve Le. Wow. Le poisson Steve.
Poisson Steve.
Il est orange. Il a des bras et des jambes. Le poisson Steve.
So we can be sitting at home in the same room, and we are sending messages to each other, sharing strange reels that we find in our browsing. And look, hands down, Lyndall always wins the weird shit section in that.
Well, once you start, the algorithm keeps feeding you that stuff. Yeah. So.
Here's something you'll like. This is really disturbing. And so that's what this is all about. Lyndall's real world. What are the reels that have taken her attention in the past, well, almost fortnight?
Yes, well, I've got quite a stack, but I'm just going to stick to one today. I'll save some others for later. This account is out of Finland, I think. And
I'm fish slapping already in my mind.
Well, if only you could see what I can see. This is the post that caught my attention. Is kids' songs in other countries. The wheels on the bus go round and round. Kids' song in Finland is like a heavy metal.
Wow!
So it's
that
this is
absolutely sounds Finnish.
Yes, and it's like I can't remember. Anyway, if you can see the video, the heavy metal dinosaur costumed rockers doing a Finnish children's song. It's hilarious, and I will share it. But that excuse me, that account is Kaya Suomi, so it's KayaSuomi. All sorts of interesting things out of Finland for you, but the children's songs, particularly excellent. They kind of look like Sigmund the Sea Monster.
Oh, right,
or,
yeah, yeah, yep.
Oh, the dragon.
Oh, the dragon show. With Witchy Poo.
Yes.
Yeah. I know the one.
That one with the great theme song.
HR Puff and Stuff.
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, thank you. With the great theme song. So, yeah, they kind of look a bit like that. But
Wasn't the same ginger kid in both those shows?
Possibly.
Just occurring to me.
Yeah, so I shall do some homework. There you go. Kids' songs in Finland, awesome.
Reminds me of two things. One, there's Nina Indisauna, which is a real I've started following. It's a Finnish woman who's into Eastern meditation, but she explains about the life of the sauna.
Oh, yes.
It's not an inappropriate thing, but... But there
he
was,
hastens to add.
There was one thing where they talked about the golem in the sauna.
Oh, yes.
And it's this game that they play where everybody goes into the sauna and they sit down, and the loser of the last time is the golem. And the golem has to sit under the seat.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No, this is a terrible idea.
Yes, you can see where this is
headed.
Yes,
I can.
And if you're imagining bad things,
I am.
That's happening.
Oh.
So they extend their index finger.
Oh.
And give someone.
Yes.
A fright.
Yes.
By.
Whoop. Yes. Yep. You don't need to say any more than that.
No. But the thing is, you're not supposed to react.
Oh.
And if you do.
You lose. And
you're the next golem.
Do they provide gloves?
I don't know. I was too busy reeling at that point to follow it any further.
It's interesting, actually, because...
If you've got a sauna at home, or is that sauna out at the beach?
Yeah.
Give it a crack, hey?
Yeah, a crack.
No. I got a hole in one.
The Thai kids,
yes.
It's quite common for them to...
Mm?
To literally ghost somebody like that.
Oh.
And I notice on some of the stuff that I watch on the telly as well, that's quite common. I don't want to be judging because whatever, but it's so, and you know, I used to tell the kids off because they would give each other a good.
Golem.
And I'm like, no, that's not appropriate here.
Not in this culture.
So I don't understand, and it's kind of difficult to ask. Where that's come from or why they do it.
Well, look, to be fair, I was doing a play on Stewart Island once, and just beforehand, I gave one of the cast members a wedgie.
Oh, yes.
And he didn't realise I was standing below him on some steps. And he swung around to hit me in the gut, but I was below him.
Oh, so he got you in the mush?
No, he got me on the nose.
Oh.
And broke it.
Oh, dear.
This is 10 minutes before we go on.
Yeah.
So, arrest the bleeding, take the makeup off, reapply the makeup. I've got a broken nose, and he knows that at some point during the play, Darren is going to wreak his revenge. Mm. And he did. He golemed him.
Oh.
And the guy just...
carried on.
Yep.
Good on him. Professional.
So, the other thing that your story reminded me of, the Finnish heavy metal children's songs, is that during the week I found, whilst searching for music that reflected colours, and I thought, oh, the Pink Panther theme, that'd be fun, Henry Mancini's Oscar award winning. And I thought, wonder if there's a metal version.
Yes, there is.
And yes, there is.
Awesome.
And that's coming up in next week's episode of Radio Without Pictures. I'll drag it across for the show as well if you want. Very interesting. That was quite a diversion for this.
Steve Le. Wow. Le poisson Steve.
Poisson Steve.
Il est orange. Il a des bras et des jambes. Le poisson Steve.
Coming up very shortly, we'll be talking in the Fluffy Slipper Lounge about sports last week and what's ahead this weekend. Now, though, old new, the Thompson Twins, one of the great bands of the 80s, with two New Zealand connections. The woman in the Thompson Twins, Alana Carey, was originally from Wellington, not Joe Leeway, Tom Bailey, ended up marrying her, and he came and lived in New Zealand, and then they separated, and he stayed. And so did you see the Thompson Twins at Selwyn Sounds with it?
No.
I think they are too. Anyway, he's remixing a lot of the stuff and re-releasing it. And so Tom Bailey has remixed a lesser-known Thompson Twins song from the 80s called Roll Over. So this is Roll Over by the Thompson Twins, the 2025 remix.
Father John and his keep reaching to the women on easy streets. Silver plates. Roll over again. Only he knew it didn't have to be that way. Oh, promised land, it's just another slice of the cake.
Round and round and round and round.
That's the Thompson Twins with the 2025 remix of Roll Over. It's the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. Thank you, Radio South, and we are TNN, the new normal, and celebrating sport for the next couple of minutes. NPC last week, oh dear. The Stags were just thumped by Wellington. Were they on the field? Not really. 75-19. Home game tonight. Counties Manukau beat Auckland 49-28. Waikato beat Tasman on Golden Point time. So unfortunate for Tasman. 29-24. Northland beat North Harbour. Battle of the Bridges, only 1 point in it, 22-21. Bay of Plenty thumped Manawatu 55-19 for the first time since 1948. Otago lifted the Ranfurly Shield when they beat Canterbury 38-36. It was a great game. And well done, Otago. They played really well. And it's, gosh, the Shield has been around this year.
Yes, good eye.
It is. It's nice.
Yeah, it is.
Will they get to keep it? Well, as I mentioned, last night Hawke's Bay thumped Auckland. I can't remember the score, but I did hear it on the radio. Convincing win for Hawke's Bay. I think they're third
now.
Tonight, Friday night, Southland home to Tasman, which will be tough, but if we can do this, we stay top eight, which is actually really good.
Yeah, heck.
Apart from last weekend, it's been a pretty good season. Tomorrow, Saturday's games, Otago host a Shield challenge from North Harbour. Should be Otago's game, but the Shield does great things to teams.
Indeed, and it depends on the day.
It's 80 minutes. Taranaki home to Wellington on Sunday. Waikato host, Bay of Plenty host Waikato. Counties Manukau are home to Manawatu and Northland to Canterbury. Big game tomorrow, of course. The All Blacks defend the Eden Park Cauldron, dare we even say it, against the Wallabies. 7 o'clock in the latest fixture in the Lip of Eden D Rugby Championship. I rate the Wallabies a chance.
Hard to know because the All Blacks are a bit all over the place, aren't they?
If it's a 75-minute game and close, it'd be great.
We need a convincing win, but we might because the captain is amazing.
Yes, Artie's captaining for the All Blacks, so that's a good thing. Women's Rugby World Cup, bit of a surprise loss to Canada last weekend, 34-19.
A big loss too.
Yeah.
How do you go from beating somebody 40-something to not nil and being beaten like that? I'm just...
Penalties.
Well,
they gave away a lot of penalties. So the hopes of defending the title are behind us. On Saturday night, though, 11:30 New Zealand time, we take on France in the playoff for third. Formula One last weekend, the Azerbaijan Grand Prix was raced on Sunday night, Monday morning. A great comfortable win for Max Verstappen, which you can't assume he's going to get these days. Mercedes' George Russell was second. And Carlos, the smooth operator, Sainz, had his first podium for Williams, finishing third. Now, Kiwi Liam Lawson qualified in third. I don't think any of us thought that he would finish it. In a text conversation I was having with shoeman Glenn Mayer, I said, I reckon he'll pull fifth. And he did. Hugely credible fifth. He held off Red Bull's Yuki Tsunoda. We all know what happened there. McLaren's Lando Norris and Ferrari's Lewis Hamilton for what must have been an entire quarter of the race to defend his position. Not by blocking, but just by driving well. And all the commentators went, that's a great drive.
Yeah.
Which was good because he could do it.
Awesome. Yeah. Well,
it hasn't been a great season.
No, and it's coming to the time when they all need to think about what happens next season.
Yep.
So that's great.
Next,
there was a great reel that I sent you.
Oh, yes. Very clever.
Yes.
The next race is Singapore next weekend, 1 a.m. New Zealand time. IndyCar's done. Repco Supercars Championship is a couple of weeks away from Bathurst.
Holy cow.
I know. That's election day, by the way.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
The Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Day after election day.
Yeah, that's right.
Last Monday, NASCAR raced at New Hampshire. Not a good run for SVG. They're at the short oval at Bristol this Sunday. Brendan Leach is going to be racing in the New Zealand Endurance Series. He is still coming to Highlands. He was at Ruapuna last weekend, driver coaching. And apparently he's coming to Teretonga.
Yay.
So it'd be great.
Yeah, nice.
And Cormac Buchanan, they're at Twin Ring at Motegi in Japan. 6 o'clock. Oh, no, hang on.
It's in the middle of the afternoon because I'll miss it.
Yeah, because you're away.
Yeah.
That might help.
Yes, yeah, so that's what I said.
Speaking of that election day, that's when Simon Cormac along with Simon Crafer are at Transport World having that evening. From 6 o'clock, $200 per person, tables of 10. Email macattackmotorsport@gmail.com if you want to get along and check that out. I know Ludlow, the youngest, is looking forward to catching up with them. They're going out for dinner or lunch or something, aren't they?
Yes.
Which is nice. And then
but he can't go to the event because he's got to work. So.
Yeah. And then Cormac's off to...
Phillip Island.
That's it. And that's what's going on in the world of sports. So much.
So much, and so yet much. We've lots of sports we haven't talked about. Like the Japan volleyball team being also turfed out of their big international competition last week.
By Turkey? Turkey?
Yes.
Turkey?
Indeed. It was very grim, especially seeing as I don't normally subscribe to anything that, you know, actually costs me anything. But I thought, right, I want to watch the tournament. So I subscribed to the pay-to-view volleyball channel and I only got to watch one game of them playing because they were out. But anyway, there'll be more. But yeah, they were pretty upset, actually, rightly so.
Well, we know that feeling.
We do.
That's what's going on in the world of sport. That's us for this episode. Our final track this week was number one in New Zealand at this time 50 years ago.
Oh.
Roughly this time.
Gosh.
Sometime over the last 2 months, which is how long it sat there in reserve.
Wow.
And it's a great piece of kind of like up-tempo, fluty lounge music from the George Baker selection. And
I can't believe I'm older than this song. That's terrible.
I'm not sure what the correct thing to say in that instance is.
You're also older than this song.
Much. The song is Paloma Blanca. It reminds me of my childhood. Please enjoy that. Have a great weekend and we'll catch you back for the Fluffy Slipper Lounge next week.
Kaki day, W Tick.
Take my
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.